Yep, my name's Jeremy Krukel. I'm here presenting my poster on Australia's policy and moving forward. And I'm also a member of the Space Association of Australia.
Welcome to the Space Show. Australia's best lunar partner doesn't have to be a superpower. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I'm saying here is that some agreements that we currently have in place, especially around the U.S. And some ITAR agreements, means that we can't partner with other countries that are where we're not allowed to use that certain IP. And so what I'm saying is I really want to push for more sovereign capabilities in Australia so that we then have the ability to work with whatever partner we choose rather than sort of being limited at the moment.
And is there any prospect of that actually happening?
Sorry, say that again.
Is there any prospect of that actually happening?
Well, I think we're slowly moving towards that. I mean, with some of our companies here, like Gilmore Space and things like that, they're developing their own IP, so we won't be restricted like that. There's also groups like France would be a case where you know, they're part of the Artemis Accords, but they're also working with China to do some projects. So it is possible for sure. We just have to make it really clear that, you know, no IP sort of mixes there, but I think we can do it, yeah.
So the ITAR restrictions of the United States are a serious problem for Australia?
I don't think they're a serious problem, but they definitely restrict some things. I know that, for example, I'm really motivated to try to get our astronaut Catherine into space, and I'm not sure how to go about that at the moment, either with ESA or NASA. There seem to be a few things happening, so that's slowing everything down. And so just as sort of a mental exercise, you know, could we send her up with China? And probably not, because she has so much training and so on with the ISS, which is under ITAR. It might be easier to send a non-astronaut with China. So it's kind of an interesting position we're in, where we're limited because we have these agreements in place. So again, I think if Australia can come up with more of its own sovereign capability, we'll have more opportunities to work with more partners as they come up in the future.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show, Jeremy.
No worries. Thank you very much.